The countdown is on to July 4th.
There's really very few races like Peachtree.
It's just exciting being around that many people in one race.
Let's get you ready to run.
I'm excited to do the Peachtree every year.
It's cool to see people just really into it.
Helps me stay in shape and build friendships and work off stress.
This is the Peachtree Podcast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution Peachtree Road Race.
It's almost go time, and we're here to help get you ready for this July 4th here on the Peachtree Podcast with Atlanta Track Club's Jay Holder. I'm Jennifer Perry. You can feel the excitement.
Actually, is that what that is?
Yes, that's what it is for me anyway, Jay. I don't know about you guys here at Atlanta Track Club. I pulled in to do this podcast recording today, and trucks are lined up all the way in the parking lot, down the street. I think I had to walk a mile to get here today. So
it's a good warm-up.
Exactly. Right. And speaking of warm up, it is starting to warm up. I thought we were going to get lucky this year.
Yeah, I think that only comes around once every 5 or 6 years.
Right?
We had it in 2021. It was perfect weather. So, you know, it's going to be warm, I think, but that's part of the Peachtree.
It is. It is. It's July 4th after all.
It is. So. But it's funny how many people the week of are like, hey, I just looked at the forecast. It's going to be really hot. Are you guys ready for that? Yeah, we are ready for that. We've
always
been doing
ready,
it for 54
right?
years. And this race used to start at 9 in the morning. Can you imagine starting at 9 in the morning?
No.
Yeah. So now we start, you know, the wheelers go off at 6:25. Mm-hmm. The main wave goes off at 7. It's still pretty warm, but the goal is to get everybody off that start line by 8:30. So people aren't out there in the real heat of the day. And our medical team is the best around, and they're ready. They're ready for the heat.
They're fantastic. And as you pointed out, week after week here on the Peachtree Podcast, this is not the race where you typically want to set a PR. I mean, come on, we have to adjust and plan accordingly for the heat, but also just enjoy the day. I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most. A lot of us, maybe the training didn't go as planned, but you know what? It's a party anyway.
It is. If you're running for a time, if you're a competitive runner, run for a race instead. I am a purist when it comes to road racing. I care more about the place than the time. Mm-hmm. You know, tell me how your race went. It doesn't matter what the time says on the clock. Did you beat the guy you wanted to beat? If you're running for fun, run for fun. There's so much fun to be had out there. Course Entertainment's the best this year it's been since I've been here. We've got bands, we've got radio stations, we've got, I think there's a comedian on the course somewhere.
Wow, okay.
Telling jokes. So, I mean, just take it all in. Don't worry about what that clock says. Just worry about getting that finisher shirt. Finishing this race is an accomplishment because of the hills, because of the heat, because of the humidity, the things that we all know about Atlanta. Because it's July 4th and it's a holiday, it's such a great day, and just soak it all in.
It's so fun. It's always fun for me. I mean, again, this is the race that got me hooked on running. And when you come across that finish line, you forget about cardiac hill. You forget about all the pains and the things and the sweat. You're just sweating with thousands of other people in the meadow. It's fine.
It's Eric, so right? worth it. Yeah. All of the, you know, the parts of the course where you're like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm never doing this again. We all feel that way, but it's so worth it for the post-race jubilation, the celebration, the feeling of accomplishment. So, you know, you've got that to look forward to.
Well, today here on the podcast, we're going to help get you race ready, and we're going to talk about the race before the race, and that's the race to go get your Peachtree numbers. Actually, you guys make it a whole experience at Atlanta Track Club with the Expo every year, and this year, it seems like it's going to be the biggest, I don't know, that I can remember just based on our guests today.
Yeah, the Peachtree is actually three events. So there's the Expo, there's Peachtree Junior, and there's the Peachtree. We're talking to Andrew Margway, our manager of expos here today, about the Peachtree Health and Fitness Expo presented by Publix. The plans to put it together, those are done. The setup is beginning. As we record, it begins first thing tomorrow morning. We'll move into Hall C4, the Georgia World Congress Center. And yeah, there's a lot of really exciting stuff happening this year that we haven't done before. There's some old favorites coming back. And the merchandise this year, it's so good. It's so good, you're going to want to buy it all.
That's one of my favorite things about the Expo. I know you've been sharing some on social media and that kind of thing, but it's different in person, picking out the t-shirts. Are shoes going to be available as well?
Adidas will have a full run of shoes,
sweet.
Yes.
Sweet, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, always fun to check those out in person too. So a lot to look forward to there. We're going to get you ready to actually pick up those numbers and tell you what to expect as you head to the Expo. So congrats if you're listening to this podcast because you've actually paid attention to the participant instructions along the way too. But also we're going to talk today to a popular podcaster and an elite runner in her own right. And she's actually going to be part of the broadcast for the Peachtree and has done this before. You've actually had a lot of time with our second guest here on the podcast, especially this year.
Yeah, Carrie Tullifson and I have spent a lot of time together running and broadcasting around the country and around the world this spring. We were in Boston working together. We were in Germany working together. Wow. We worked together on the Adidas Atlanta City Games here in Atlanta. And it's so great to have her back for the AJC Peachtree Road Race. She is really the voice of the broadcast. She's been doing it for as long as I can remember, either standing out at the start line and finish line and interviewing the winners or being in the booth. And she's back this year. We've got a new format, but she knows this race better than anybody. She's gonna give us her favorites, her predictions, and why she keeps coming back year after year.
So stay tuned for that. It's all coming up right here this week on the Peachtree Podcast.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or taking on your first race, Garmin makes forerunners for all runners. With Garmin Coach and daily suggested workouts that adapt to your performance, there's a forerunner smartwatch to help you train brilliantly.
Well, before we get to July 4th, we have a little bit of business to take care of. I know everyone's been reading their emails, right, Jay? I'm sure the participant instructions. I mean,
yeah, I've never gotten a message from somebody who said that they didn't get the email or that they didn't open the email. Never. I mean, we're still waiting for that to happen.
No, hopefully you have been reading the emails and you know that before the Peachtree, we have the Peachtree Expo, which is actually pretty awesome in itself.
It is cool. The Peachtree Health and Fitness Expo presented by Publix is July 2nd and July 3rd at the Georgia World Congress Center. Hall C4, and the man putting it all together, Andrew Margway, our manager of expos here at Atlanta Track Club, is joining us to tell us what we can expect when we walk into that hall on Sunday morning. Andrew, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
You've got the map in front of you. Give me some of the highlights. Who can we expect to see at this year's expo?
Yeah, so this year at the expo, we've got a lot of the usual suspects, some of the usual suspects that are back from last year, a number of our sponsors, including Adidas. The title sponsor for the expo, Publix, will be there handing out some great items, as well as Coca-Cola and some other great sponsors across the board.
The expo is a necessity. You have to go if you didn't order UPS shipping. But it's also, we try to make it not just a logistical thing, not just a thing where you come and pick up your number. It's really kind of a party. Can you kind of talk about the vibe that one can expect when they're walking through all those vendors and seeing all those things for sale and for testing?
Well, yeah, like Jay said, you know, we've got a little bit of something for everyone at the expo. If you come in the morning, we've got coffee for you to sample.
Oh, yay.
And if you come in the afternoon, we've got beer for you to try.
What if I come in the morning and I'd like a beer?
I think we can probably make that work for you. While probably not recommended before the race, you know, hey, we'll take it. But you know what? We have body armor there in attendance so you guys can make sure you're hydrated. So we've got you covered across all the bases.
What's the order of beverages as I'm walking through? Is it coffee, body armor, beer? Is that how it works?
Body armor, coffee, beer.
Okay.
So, you know, that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine too. Kind of mixing it up,
you know, but you can always go back and get some more body armor if you need to, or maybe supplement it with a Coke. You know,
there we go.
A little bit of everything. We will get you covered. But then we've also got some snacks from Good Foods. So you'll be able to try some snacks as well as some chips and salsa. So, you know, making sure you're covered there.
Something new that's happening this year, there's a stage. There's going to be some really cool presentations for people to take part in. Can you give us a preview of what we can find on that stage?
Well, yeah, like you said, preview. We're going to have, of course, the course preview with some of our staff members here.
Coach Bob, who's been here on the podcast,
yes.
Is doing that.
Lucky you guys. And then in addition to that, we're also going to have some great info sessions from Adidas runners. And lastly, we're going to have the author of the Slow AF Run Club at the expo.
Martinez Evans, who's also been on the podcast.
Oh, so look at this.
Yeah, Tina Muir has been on the podcast. She's doing a sustainable running speech, and Carrie Tollefson on the podcast later today is hosting our elite panel.
Also there.
It's almost like I knew the schedule, but I asked you the question anyways.
Yeah, just giving you the setup. That's what I'm here for.
Let's get to the practical stuff, what people need to know. First of all, hours. I know they're different for members and non-members. When can people come in and get their race numbers?
Yeah, so something new for this year is we're offering members the opportunity to come to the expo an hour early. So from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., if you're an Atlanta Track Club member, you're able to get into the expo a little bit early, as well as get a chance to get your eyes on the merchandise for the first time. Now, if you're not a member, don't worry. You can still sign up to do so and take advantage of that 9 to 10 a.m. hour. Or at 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the expo is open to the public as well.
And where do people park? Or how do they get there if they don't want to drive?
Yeah, so a couple keys there. So it is going to be at a busy weekend in Atlanta with Atlanta United matches. So just want to make sure everyone plans accordingly. If you're looking to park, you can hop on the Atlanta Track Club website and purchase parking ahead of time for only $10. And additionally, you know, if you don't want to drive and trying to avoid that, we do have, there is MARTA. And so you don't want to forget that. MARTA will also be in attendance at the event selling tickets for race day. But if you'd like to get down, you can take that, you can take MARTA down to Georgia Will Congress Center as well.
Definitely recommend MARTA on this particular weekend, especially with what you talk about. That United game is going to be, it's going to be a big, as it always is, it's going to be busy in that area of town.
Always, always busy. But you mentioned presentations going on. I think the, what's different about this expo, even if you've done other 10Ks or 5Ks, even in other major cities, I mean, you guys really outdo yourselves in terms of the presentation, don't you? I mean, it takes you sometimes through a different course of its own through the expo, but what are your favorite stops, especially when it comes to samples this year?
Well, you know, I think that's what it is, like you said, is what unique about what we do is really trying to, you know, put something on that's enjoyable for everyone and adds value to the event as an entirety. In terms of things I'm looking forward to sampling, of course, I'm a beer guy. So, I mean, I'm that'll be my first.
We have a theme.
That'll be my first
podcast
stop for
already.
Sure.
Monday Night Brewing, the official beer partner of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution Peachtree Road Race.
But I think most importantly, I'm excited to check out some of the new things from Adidas that they're going to have out there for the merchandise for Peachtree, as well as the merchandise that we're going to be launching at the event for Running City USA. So plenty of things to check out, including some new Garmin items. So I'm looking forward to trying out some new Garmin watches. And then lastly, you got to check out the Shox headphones. You know, every runner is raving about them. So got to get a chance to try them on.
All right. Awesome. So the most important part, though, is in the midst of all the pretty shiny things, the new merchandise, don't forget to pick up the number. How can we make that easier, though, on all those volunteers who are helping with that process?
Yeah. So when you're coming to pick up your number, I think the key to that is having your check-in pass ready. Received emails with that in there. You can log into your Haku account in order to get that. Additionally, there will be boards throughout the expo, the lobby area, where it'll direct you to text a certain number, July 4th, and that's where you'll be able to pull up your check-in pass as well. And so you'll need that, and that'll help to streamline the whole process and get you your number quickly, so that way you can get into the expo and enjoy all the good things that we have set up for you.
And of course, everyone wants to brag that you're doing Peachtree, right? So what about the social media aspect? Are there some ideal spots to take some of those pictures this year?
Oh, we've got photo activations throughout, so you won't miss any of those. But we've got some great opportunities to get in front of the course, as well as kind of an invite to the opening start. We'll have a mock-up of the start line there for you. And then lastly, there's just a number of other vendors that'll have some activations, including photo booths. And 360 activations there. So,
and special guests. I know there's a number of special costumed guests that are going to be attending.
Yes. So on Monday in particular, we've got a few of the local mascots coming. In particular, Blooper will be in attendance at 11.
That's big.
And then also the Chick-fil-A cows will be roaming around the expo. So take advantage of that, as well as our resident mascot, Pete the Peach, will also be in attendance throughout the entire weekend.
You never know who's going to stop by the Peachtree Health and Fitness Expo. One last thing I want to touch on. You can, and we're announcing this today when this podcast drops, you can register for a limited number of spots at the expo. You go to Solutions, and they'll have a QR code that you can scan and you can sign up. That's going to be exciting. That's not something we get to do every year, but we've got some spots available this year. Let's talk a little bit about setup. It's Wednesday now as we're recording this. What do your next few days look like?
Well, my next few days, I'm getting the trucks loaded up today, and then I'm off to the expo tomorrow. So living at Georgia Will Congress Center starting tomorrow, really until the 3rd.
Wow.
How long does it take to get this all together? I mean, it's such a massive footprint. Are you really working straight through the day from now until July 2nd, getting it all set up?
Yeah. I mean, I think really been working straight through the day for the last couple months here in preparation for this event. But yeah, now it's all hands on deck to get everything set up and get everything over to the Congress Center. And then once it's there, then building all of the structure, infrastructure, so that way it can run smoothly when you come to pick up your number on the 2nd or the 3rd.
One of the amazing things to me, and one of the things I'm grateful for, is it takes a couple days to get it up, but to take it down takes a couple of hours. That's a pretty quick process.
If only it was even quicker, though. Once it's down, we got to be right back to the park the next morning. So it's a busy time for us. The tape guns will be going, but it's exciting. It means that we're almost there and one step closer to race day.
Any other last minute advice, though, for folks who are heading to the expo? And how much time should they plan for, especially going through the line, getting their number, and checking everything out?
Be prepared, you know, to get there early. You're going to have to go through security upon entering the expo. And having that check-in pass is going to be a key to help expedite the process for you. But once you're there, make sure you enjoy all the everything that our sponsors have to offer and have a great race.
And I can't stress enough, get that parking early.
Yes.
If you're going to drive, go on AtlantaTrackClub.org now, click on Expo, and order your parking. You'll pay a lot less and you'll save yourself some headaches. Andrew Margway is the manager of Expos here at Atlanta Track Club, and we'll let you get back to work.
Yeah, thanks guys, appreciate it.
In the midst of everything that Andrew mentioned there, you broke a little news for us here on the Peachtree Podcast this week, Jay. In-person registration, have you ever done this before?
We did it once before. We kind of look at, like, can we add more people to this race? And what's the demand like out there? We know that people now, their plans come together at the last minute.
Sure.
We have noticed a trend in our registrations where we see the most number of people signing up for a race the week before. That is the trend. And so we looked at the situation this year. We realized we could fit a couple more people in the race. So we're going to do some limited registrations at the Peachtree Health and Fitness Expo presented by Publix. First come, first serve. I think we've got enough to get everybody who wants to get in. But when you show up, there is going to be signs with a QR code. You scan that, you can register, and then you head over to Solutions, and they'll sign you your wave.
That's so cool, because I know a lot of people have friends in from out of town. They hear about this maybe for the first time. So it's a great way to bring some friends and family along. Rope them into this race, too. It's always more fun if you bring other people with you, I think.
Yeah, I think there's so many people who we've heard from who said, oh, I wanted to do this race. I didn't realize registration was closed. So trying to make sure that we're living up to our tagline, which is that Peachtree is for everyone.
Truly is this year. And I, you know, kind of make fun of Andrew. He's not sweating at all. Like, I appreciate that. Because
cool as a cucumber.
I've seen everything going around the office today. In fact, our Peachtree podcast setup here, we are doing this amidst a pile of t-shirts.
I don't even know what these shirts are, but they are providing a great sound barrier.
They are. So you guys are busy.
And you know, there's so much that you can plan for. You know, we do this year in and year out. And so we know what race week looks like, but there's always the unpredictable. It always happens when you're planning a big event. So that's really what's keeping us busy is the curveballs,
sure.
The last minute, the shipment being late or, you know, things like that. So yeah, it's a hectic couple of days, sleepless, July 5th. I'm usually just dead to the world. I remember one year on July 4th, I tried to go to the fireworks that evening with my family. I didn't even make it till sunset. The band started playing and I looked at my wife and I said, I'm out. If I don't get in a car now, I will get lost on the way home because I won't know how to get there. So yeah, it's a 10K for everybody doing the race, but it's a marathon for us. But it is exciting.
Yeah, and it always makes it so much smoother for those of us actually doing the race. So it's so appreciated on the part of the walkers and runners joining us on July 4th. So do Atlanta Track Club a favor too. Click on those participant instructions. You did get the email. Go back and listen to Andrew. Get your parking ahead of time for the expo. Plan your parking for race day. All those little details make a difference come July 4th.
PNC Bank is committed to making a difference in the lives of the customers and communities they serve by helping them move forward financially. As a national Main Street bank, PNC is always working to make it easier for their customers to achieve their goals and plan for the future. See how at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
All right, the Peachtree will be broadcast live around the world and here in Atlanta. A new setup this year as Atlanta Track Club is moving to stream the race on its YouTube channel and Facebook pages. And not new to the Peachtree, a tradition now is having Carrie Tollefson anchor that broadcast. And Carrie joins us live from her home in Minnesota, but getting ready to come here to the warmer temperatures of Atlanta. Carrie, welcome to the Peachtree Podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me. I've been loving listening to you guys, and I cannot wait to get to Atlanta and to see this big party on the streets. It is one of my favorite things to do every year.
Yeah, you have been coming every year, and you know this race well. What is it about this race? What is it about this weekend that keeps you coming back?
Well, I think besides seeing the awesome outfits that everyone wears while they run, I just love the energy. What Atlanta Track Club does, for one, you know, all year long, just bringing the hype and the excitement about being physically fit and, you know, just getting out the door is so special to me. But also, I think on this day when we're celebrating America's birthday, and we just have everyone excited about being out there together. I mean, that's cool for me. I mean, I love seeing the elite athletes, you know, try to break the tape and do all that up front, but it's equally exciting to see some of the last finishers come in and see people that have never run a 10K, or to see people that are, you know, going for their 54th time of running the AJC Peachtree Road Race. So it's all exciting to me.
Let's talk about that elite field, because that's really what the broadcast will be focusing on. You cover a lot of races. You and I have been, it feels like we had a stretch there where we were at a different race together every weekend this spring. In the elite schedule that you follow, where does this race fit in? Why are athletes attracted to this event, elite athletes attracted to this event?
Well, I think first and foremost, they know they're going to have a wonderful race. I mean, it's going to be competitive no matter what. So I think they love to come for the competition. And the prize money is always nice. But yeah, it always falls a little bit different. Like this year, you know, Jay, we have the U.S. Track Championships right after the 4th of July. So we might not see some of the top track athletes that do the roads as well come to the event this year. But in past years, this is like their last stop of the summer. So there's different seasons for it. But I think this year we're going to see some of the best international stars coming. A lot of athletes are getting ready for the World Championships again this summer. So this might be a tune-up for the World Champs. Some athletes are just starting to kick off their summer road season because they all are getting ready for a fall marathon. So, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why people want to come to Peachtree. But I think the big thing is they know the history. They know that if you win Peachtree, it's a huge thing to have on your running resume. Lots of athletes around the country and around the world think of this as one of the biggest races they'll ever run in their career. And I think they just love, again, the community. I mean, it's fun. And when you're an elite athlete, sometimes the grind gets to be a lot. Travel is hard. You know, there's pressure from your sponsors. So when they come, they know they're going to check off the box of getting a good race in, having that, you know, sponsor maybe fulfillment done. And then they also know they're just going to go and have a great time. So it's a win-win for everyone.
The list of champions at Peachtree reads like a who's who of running history. You've seen the elite field for this year. Who should we be looking out for coming down 10th Street and breaking that tape?
Oh, I think, well, on the women's side, both in the foot race and in the wheelchair division, I love Sabari Teferi and Susanna Scaroni. I mean, for one, I've been able to watch them race a lot the last few years, and I've gotten to be pretty good friends with them. And I just think that those two are the ones to watch again. I mean, Sabari Teferi will have a few ladies that are going to push her again, like they did last year. I mean, wasn't it last year? Yeah, that she broke the tape basically in the same exact time.
Yeah, Irene Chepta.
Yes. So she's had some phenomenal races here. But I think Sabari Teferi is coming off of a really nice race where she ran in New York just a few weeks ago, and she beat Helen O'Beary there, who, if anyone knows the elite scene, Helen O'Beary is the woman to beat right now. She just won Boston. She's so phenomenal on the track, on the roads. And I think Sabari Teferi is going to really take that confidence boost and put on a pretty spectacular show. And then again, in the wheelchair division with Susanna Scaroni coming back, last year she won $53,000 here. And, you know, she set herself up really nice. She's won now two major marathons. She's won New York and Boston. And I think she's just, again, having fun. And I always say this on the broadcast, if an athlete is having fun, you better watch out, because that means their training is going well, their racing is going well, and they're just excited to race. And that, for one, is a big win.
Yeah, Susanna Scaroni set that course record here last year, 21:14. Sabari Teferi ran 30:49, but I know she's chasing that course record set by Bridget Kosgei in 2019 of 30:22. She ran, I'm throwing out a lot of numbers here, so get out your pens and pencils. Sabari just ran 30:12 at the New York Mini 10K. That's the hills of Central Park. You know these courses, Carrie. How does Central Park compare to the downhill and then the uphill of the Peachtree course?
I think it was a perfect tune-up for her. I mean, as I said, that's a confidence boost for her. And you know, this is a little bit different. There are some ups and downs. Obviously, we have Heartbreak Hill. I like that Sabari Teferi is coming back and she knows this course. She knows that left-hand turn when it's a, you know, what is it, a K to go. And she has raced so hard down to the finish line. And I just think that this race is hers to win and to lose, to be honest. I mean, she's got some great athletes coming behind her. I want to say Jocelyn Jepkoski, this is the one that I think we need to watch the most, Jay. I mean, you guys have done such a great job with this elite field on the women's side, but, you know, Jocelyn has run so fast over all of the distances that she runs. She's a great marathoner. She's won majors. She's a great half marathoner, one of the best we've ever seen. But she is, too, a wonderful 10,000 meter runner, 10K runner. So I think that it's exciting to have her there. And I don't think she's scared of anybody. So great job on the recruiting. And I think we're going to have a wonderful race. And you know what? We haven't even talked about the Americans. We have Annie Frisbee, who's
a fellow Minnesotan.
Back, a fellow Minnesotan. And we got to talk about her. She, too, loves this course and loves this race. Every time she comes, I feel like she elevates her game. And Emily Durgan, along with, you know, the Atlanta Track Club favorite, Emma Grace Hurley. I just think you guys have a lot of really good athletes, people that come here and maybe haven't quite had this breakthrough in their professional career. They have it here. And then it just kind of snowballs from there, and they get really excited about running well at U.S. championships, at international championships. It's just really a cool atmosphere, and I think we're going to see some great performances.
Well, Carrie, I know you mentioned earlier, it's not just the elite field you're watching. You're watching for the costumes and the fun part of this yes. race, the party in the back. How long do you stick around for that broadcast on July 4th?
Well, this year I'm on the broadcast, and then I transition up to the finish line and like I did last year, and I get to call some of those crazy costumes coming through. And believe me, we will call it out. And if you want to see a big old dance party, just check up on your right. I think that's where I'll be, Jay, this year. But that's where we call the names and, you know, see all the finishers. We are dancing the entire time because they bring the, like I said, the party, but the DJ. Oh, my gosh. So good. Or is it the DJ or the sound?
It's the DJ there. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it is so much fun. So one of my favorite things is transitioning from the broadcast booth up to calling the names. And I'm going to get to do that a little bit before I fly home. Because then I go out to Eugene for the USA Championships. So it's a busy week for me.
Yeah, huge. And, you know, I'm wondering from your perspective, too, since you do such a popular podcast, not just among, you know, elite runners, but you appeal to the casual runner, too. I know we call this Running City USA. Is Atlanta really getting that reputation among the running community when you're out there in all these different cities for all these races talking to even average runners?
Yes. I mean, they've had the Olympic trials there. Now they're putting on these great events, you know, the city games and the half marathons, and everything is just being elevated. Between, I mean, you know, Jay and Rich Kanaw and everyone in the staff, I'm not trying to toot your horn too much, Jay, but what, you know, they come from the elite side of things too. So they want to have that aspect, but they also are just these regular runners that are now getting out the door, trying to be great parents and businessmen and women. And, you know, it's such a great collaboration. And I really do, coming from Minnesota to all of the big Atlanta events, it really is like, it's an amazing event every time you go, whatever time of the year it is. And you know what? They work so hard behind the scenes, but they always bring the excitement and the fun and the smiles. And I love coming to all the events. So yeah, I think the running community is really seeing what, you know, Running City USA is all about, because they're bringing it. They're bringing it at a world-class level every single time.
I'd like to point out that I've always been a regular runner, just trying to get out the door. And
You're pretty dang fast.
You went to the Olympics in 2004, and I should know this. Have you ever run Peachtree, Carrie?
No, I haven't. Oh, wow. I've run the course. Mm-hmm. I've run the course many a times, but I have not raced it. And, you know, that's like my problem. I've not run Boston. I've not run New York. I've not run any of these big races because I'm always running my mouth.
We need to come up with a way for you to call the race and run it at the same time. At some point, we'll figure that out.
Okay, that'd be good. I'm getting slower, as you know, Jay. So, you know, I'd be out there a lot longer. It'd be perfect.
Right, you could see it all. Take it all in. Now, you're also involved in the Microsoft Peachtree Junior the day before. Tell us a little bit about that experience. You're a mom. You've got kids. Why is that such a great tradition to be part of the Peachtree Weekend?
Well, yes, I have three kids and they are all, you know, loving the sport, but loving all sorts of sports, which I did growing up. Yes, I'm an Olympic athlete and an Olympic runner, but I was a basketball player and I played tennis and golf and all of it. And I just love coming out and seeing that these kids are able to do a sport that I love so much, but also get to meet some of these elite athletes and also just get to see that competitive edge that running brings out of them, but so do all the other sports and music and acting and all these fun things that we get to try as we're younger and going through life to see what really makes us tick. So it's one of my favorite things to do. I love being able to go and share that I was a really good runner at one point, but now it's fun for me to see these young kids, like my kids, just, you know, dip their toe in that and just see if that's something they like to do. But also, as we know, running is a lifelong sport. So just to kind of excite them that this is a healthy way of living and maybe something they can do when they're like their parents running the peach tree, hopefully, I think it's a really fun afternoon or fun morning, excuse me. And one of these years I'm going to bring my kids because I'm always jealous that Jay's kids get to run and my kids are back home here in Minnesota and not racing with them.
Your kids could probably babysit my kids soon and we could just out and have fun after the race.
Yes, we should do that. Ruby would be all over it.
There's an idea. Carrie, yeah. Can you bring some of that Minnesota weather to Atlanta? Because we're kicking up the heat just in time for this race, it looks like. Oh,
I saw that. Maybe a little bit of rain beforehand, which would be nice, right? But we have the heat and humidity here, too. And we actually have some smoky weather going on right now. So hopefully everyone gets a little bit of that rain and the Canadian wildfires kind of slow down a little bit. But yeah. I will bring as much as I can. A lot of times people don't like it if I bring the cold, but I think right now in Atlanta, you guys wouldn't mind it.
We will absolutely take it. We don't want any rain, but we'll take a little cold. We don't want any smoke either. We had a little bit of that earlier, but not nearly as much as you guys are having up there.
I know. It's been like almost, you know, it's funny going outside. It's like you think it's foggy, but then it's not. And yeah, I don't love it for our lungs, but I'm hoping that we can get this under control.
So when this drops, the race is 4 days away. As a professional runner, as a still recreational runner, what should anybody who signed up for the Peachtree be doing in these last 4 days?
Hydrate, you know, not with just water. Obviously, we want you to have some electrolytes. So that's your Gatorades, your Noons, your U-cans, whatever you guys like to drink. Get that out there. Get that in your system. I want you to think about your race plan. I mean, for me, whenever I'm getting ready for a race now, because when I was an elite, it was easy. They just brought us to the finish line or to the start line and they gave us everything we needed. Now it's like logistical, right? Like you need to think about parking. You need to think about that last porta potty stop. You need to think about your outfit and is it going to chafe and is it going to hurt? Like all of those things, this is when you need to go out the door in your race uniform or whatever outfit you're going to wear. Maybe if you're running in a tutu, you might want to go with someone else so people don't think you're a little funny. But like, think about that because it is not fun if it hurts. So, you know, just practice and maybe do a couple dress rehearsals in the next day or two so you have everything lined up and ready to go and you're feeling good. But yeah, hydrate, you know, dial back the mileage a little bit. You can take a couple days off. I like to shake out the day before a race. Maybe it's only 15 minutes, but I always think a little shakeout the day before just to get my legs moving, get a little sweat on, and then rest up again the 24 hours before, not necessarily walking around a ton. Just little things like that, Jay. I mean, it's not that long of a race for some people that are coming down from marathons or half marathons, but there are a lot of newbies out there, and this is a long race regardless. 10K is 6.2 miles, as you know, and we do have to make sure we're thinking about our hydration, our fueling, parking, where you're going to go to the bathroom the last time, and your uniform. Big, big thing.
What's your preparation like for those next few days, Carrie? I mean, you have your own task in keeping track of this elite field. Again, a wide, expansive field, a lot of people to watch. What are your days like preparing for your broadcast?
Well, just lots of studying of the names and the, you know, accolades that the Olympians or the, you know, world-class athletes that we are bringing here. I'm just studying and studying, as Jay knows. I like to study, and I'm bugging him for all sorts of background as well. But we have a great men's field, too. We have Daniel Romanchuk's going for his sixth title.
Sixth, yes.
I mean, I love that. And he's got a great, you know, wheelchair field behind him. I'm going to say behind him because he is the big favorite. And so I'm going to be studying not only the men's field, but the women's field. Gabriel Gay on the men's side is such a great athlete too, but he's got a lot of other guys that could chase him down. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm studying like crazy. I'm packing like crazy. I'm trying to get the kids and Charlie, my husband, all lined up so they're good to go. And you know, I can't wait to get there. It's going to be great.
The broadcast airs from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Atlanta Track Club's YouTube and Facebook pages. If you're here in the Atlanta market, you can also tune in live to WXIA 11 Alive for a simulcast of the exact same broadcast, but anywhere in the world you can watch the Peachtree this year. Carrie Tellefson on the call with Lewis Johnson and Amanda McGrory. Carrie, thanks so much for being a part of the Peachtree podcast.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to get there, and thank you for having me on the show today.
See you soon. Whether we're running with good energy or creating cleaner energy across the state, at Georgia Power, we're always rooting for Georgians. That's why we're building the future of energy. Visit georgiapower.com to learn more.
Ah, she's so fun. And she said after the interview, Jay, that she laughed at our podcast while she took it along with her. I hope that's good. I hope that's good.
I think she's laughing with us.
Right? Okay.
I think she's laughing at us. Like, listen to those fools.
I mean, we just do this 6 weeks out of the year, but she does it on a regular basis. And if you're, you know, maybe one of those running newbies and you're just getting into it, Carrie's podcast is a great one.
It's great. See Tolly Run. Check it out wherever you get your podcast. It's a great podcast. She talks to all sorts of elite runners and regular runners too. And it's just one of those relatable conversations that no matter how you come at the sport, you can find something that applies to you.
And I'm going to have to watch the rebroadcast after the race.
Me too.
That's always fun though. Cause you know, again, if you're at the back of the pack, middle of the pack, like I am, it's fun to go back and watch the elite racers come across and see what you missed in those first few minutes of Peachtree.
I'm producing the show. So I'll text you afterwards and tell you whether you should watch it or not.
It better be good now, Jay. It better be really, really good. But so excited for this year's Atlanta Journal-Constitution Peachtree Road Race. This one, I don't know, it feels maybe the most normal in a few years. I know we had stops, starts, and everything else along the way these last few years, but this one feels bigger than ever. I hear my friends talking about it. It's been fun to see all the social media posts about this. And on race day itself, what's the best hashtag to use if you want to share your race experience?
AJCPRR
okay.
is the hashtag that we want everybody to follow. You can also use Peachtree Road Race, but we love AJCPRR because gets the whole name of the race in there and easy for us to find.
Absolutely. So for you, race day, you've got this broadcast you're working on. You'll be there at the finish line as always. Maybe doing a little dancing with Carrie too. I don't know.
I hope so. I mean, if I'm lucky. New role for me. I'll be in the production truck at the finish line with a headset on and making sure that with our director that we are getting all four races uninterrupted on the stream. So that's really exciting that we're getting the winners interviews, that we're capturing all the pomp and circumstance at the start line from the national anthem to the mayor's speech. So we'll be doing that. And then I move over to the award stage and hand out some awards to the winners. So that's the bulk of my morning. And then I come back here and do all the post-race media.
Nice. When do you get a post-race nap? Do you?
Yeah, I usually leave here by late afternoon, and then if I get home, I'll crack a Monday night beer and then fall asleep pretty shortly thereafter.
That sounds like a great plan. But thanks so much for having me. It's always fun to do this podcast. These 6 weeks fly by. I hope our listeners got something great out of it. Hope you enjoy taking us along on your training runs. And most importantly, have a happy, safe 4th of July race. It's going to be a lot of fun, Jay.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And we will see you at the finish line.
You've been listening to the Peachtree Podcast, the official podcast of the AJC Peachtree Road Race. Thanks to this week's sponsors. For more information, visit AtlantaTrackClub.org. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ATL Track Club.